Thank you. the latest from bassist Rodney Whittaker, and the recording Outrospection. We heard the title track from the brand new disc as he's once again playing the compositions of Greg Hill. It opens up the second hour of Jazz, Blues, and More on the Beat for this Saturday, May Day number one. I'm David Nicholas with you till 4 o'clock. Michael Cesena with our production work again this week. And we say thank you, as always, to his yeoman work alongside. We've got some stuff that is going to come back to Rodney Whittaker twice more in the next two sets, as a matter of fact, two more tracks from this disc. And with it each time, a pair of tracks from other brand new releases. And the first of those comes from bassist David Friesen and also keyboardist Bob Ravenscroft. And the recording is called Passage, a pair of tracks here called Voyage and Journey, back to Rodney Whittaker in this set as well, here on the Beat.
Thank you. Thank you.
That set opening with a pair of tracks from the brand new CD Passage by David Friesen and Bob Ravenscroft. We heard from it Voyage and Journey, and then Point Being from the new disc again, Outrospection, the music of Greg Hill, and the latest from Rodney Whittaker. Here on The Beat on WCMU, your music and NPR news station, and a listener-supported service of Central Michigan University. And David Nicholas here until 4 o'clock. On the Media comes up then. Fresh Air, not Fresh Air at 5. It's ATC at 5 o'clock. Folk Alley coming your way tonight at 6. Our full schedule is up there online at WCMU.org. Rodney Whittaker one more time at the close of this set that starts off with the work of a keyboardist, Rich Pellegrin. And his recording is titled Solitude. These are solo improvisations. He's got them grouped together in two extended sets, 1 through 11, and then 12 through 25. We are going to hear improvisation 9 and 19, plus another track from Rodney Whittaker here on The Beat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Two more debuts from pianist Rich Pellegrin. We heard Improvisation 9 and 19 from the recording Solitude, and we backed it up with one more from Outrospection, the latest from Rodney Whittaker playing the music of Greg Hill and a track called J-Quest. Here on The Beat on WCMU, your music and NPR news station and a listener-supported service of Central Michigan University. Local, national, and world news headlines are just a click away at WCMU.org. While you're there, you can also learn about your favorite programs and hosts, view music playlists, sign up for newsletters, and become a member of this station. Access all that WCMU has to offer online at WCMU.org. It's a track called Pure Magic, and it's once again the work recorded in concert in February of 2020. Charlie Sepulveda and The Turnaround from the disc we debuted in our first hour, back for another track here to wrap up the hour on The Beat. Thank you.
Let's hear it for Charlie Sepulveda and the Turnaround.
Muchas gracias. Thank you so much. Very kind. Gracias.
A track called Pure Magic from the brand new recording from Charlie Sepulveda and the Turnaround called This is Latin Jazz. Here on The Beat on WCMU, I'm David Nicholas with you till 4. The next hour kicks off as we look back 50 years once again to Chick Corea's Piano Improvisations recording of April of 71 and the extended suite Where Are You Now? A couple of the more tracks from Miles Davis in 1961 and brand new stuff from Jim Sinodero to wrap up the show. That's all coming up.
Hello, this is Robert Barclay at the Juke Joint at WCMU. I've been spinning blues and soul music for over 30 years on your Sunday evenings, so you know you can count on a weekly dose of music by B.B. King, T-Bone Walker, Howlin' Wolf, Etta James, Aretha Franklin, and Ray Charles. Join me at the Juke Joint Sundays from 8 to 11 p.m. here on WCMU and online at WCMU.org.